Hello and a very good afternoon from Met Air, and this is Rebecca Cantwell on Saturday the 6th of April, and here is the latest forecast. So Storm Kathleen is bringing very windy conditions nationwide today as it tracks northwards past our west coast. Some of the impacts we've seen so far and will continue to see are fallen trees, power outages and very difficult travelling conditions. The worst areas likely to be affected are those under orange level warnings, so Cork, Kerry and Waterford, followed by Galway and Mayo. A nationwide yellow wind warning is also in effect until 8 p.m. this evening. But the winds will remain strong in northwestern counties, where a yellow level warning will continue through the night and into tomorrow, as strong and gusty winds will hinder any clean-up work and cause further damage to already weakened structures. In addition to this, we'll see winds picking up along the southeast coast in the early hours of the morning, again causing further damage, so Waterford and Wexford will see a brief warning in place for the early hours of Sunday morning. All the while, we have a status orange storm warning at sea for Irish coastal waters from Roches Point up the west coast to Rossan Point. We have a high tide advisory in place too, so it will be particularly dangerous in coastal regions also, with strong gales on coasts, so coastal flooding and wave overtopping are likely. So please do take care if out and about today and avoid coasts where possible. In terms of rainfall, we're going to see frequent showers moving across the country today, tonight and tomorrow. Some turning heavy at times, especially tonight on the southeast coasts, where we may see heavy showers with a chance of hail and thunder too. Highest temperatures today of 12 to 15 degrees. However, it's going to feel much cooler with these very strong and gusty southerly winds, dropping back then to between 5 and 8 degrees overnight and back up again to 10 to 13 degrees tomorrow afternoon. Unfortunately, as we move into next week, the next weather system moves in. However, winds will be significantly lower, but with more in the way of rainfall, mainly affecting the south and southeast, and it will continue unsettled then as we move through next week. So that's the forecast for now. We'll update it again in the evening. So for now, have a lovely afternoon.